God bless you, Prophetess of the Most High. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed of $51.92. Know that peace and joy and happiness. I see a smile all over your face because I see increase coming into your hands. I see information coming. That which has been held up is about to be released. I see you hearing from individuals. I don't know if these is accountants or insurance matters, but the Lord says the call is coming, and yet he's going to visit thee in the mail with some very valuable information, because I see money coming into your hands that is going to bless you. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back, prophetess.
God bless you, Prophetess Sandra. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be recognized for, because I'm hearing God say recognize and rewards. God says that there's something that's going to stand out. I hear God say something about the light shining on you, because God says that there's been times when you've been like in the background, but God says no longer. He's going to push you forward. And God says for you to prepare yourself and prepare your heart and your mind, because God says he's getting ready to send you forth this elevation and growth. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sandra. God bless you, Prophetess Sandra. I just hear God saying he's meeting every need. He's meeting every need. I see a emotional healing, and I see divine connections and divine relationships that are coming to you in this season, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sandra, and I concur, because I felt the healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. God says, your environment shall be in peace, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Sandra. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, clever new ideas, write them down and market them. For Father God says this is the season where you're coming forth in a new way. I hear Father God says those who have written you off, those who had ignored you, those who had not given you your just due, I hear Father God saying they're about to take a second look. I hear Father God saying there's going to be the season of victory, there's going to be the season of focus, and there's going to be the season of redirection. For Father God saying he's redirecting them back to you. For I hear Father God saying director. Father God says you're going to be directing some things. This is in family, friends, associates, as well as in ministry. So, woman of God, just get ready, because in due season, your hands are going to be very busy with the things and the work of the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord comes unto me saying that, prepare, for this is an hour and this is a season of a breakthrough. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thy life in an unusual way, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of progress. You're going to come into a season of praise and even greater affection. You're going to step into a time where goodness shall be thy portion, and the Lord says that you shall achieve much, and you shall come into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, if you have not seen a major promotion, something is going to be offered to you that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, in this season, and yea, even in this hour, I bring you compensation. I bring you benefits, for I will open up a window of opportunity for thee. And you will see increase all around thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says that I'm causing a shift in this season, a shift in how you view things, a shift that shall cause you to come into a season of blessings. And you will see that your talent shall cause you to prosper. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a new beginning. For the Spirit will say unto thee that this is a time for you to begin to let go of anything or any relationship that has become outworn, unproductive, and that has outlived itself unto thee. And as you do that, you're preparing for the new. You're preparing for the new season. You're preparing for the breakthrough. You're preparing for even as Jesus said to the disciples, cast your empty nets, not one but empty nets. And as they moved in faith, but not in total faith, the nets was bursting at the seams. The Lord says, as you cast forth your nets, you will surely prosper. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee He says, be careful of what you say, but also what you put in writing. Because during this month, the Lord says things will come back to be quickly, quickly, quickly. So use wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord says you're going to get insights into a relationship, business, or emotional as well. Now, I want to go ahead to around about the 23rd of the month, because God said he urges you to use your finances wisely during that season. And yet it seems as if that even around the 26th or the 22nd to the end of the month, you may be taking care or dealing with a family matter or trying to solve a family problem and know that all shall be well. Can I tell you that the Lord says be watchful in this season, even in this month. Be watchful of any kind of accidents or things of that nature. Make sure that things are put away. Make sure that the smoke detectors and things of that are working properly. Make sure that vehicles are working properly. Inspect things. Stay on top of things. Things surrounding the home that is properly secured, and just be more attentive, be more aware. Watch the areas that you go into, watch the neighborhoods that you go into. Now you're going to begin to find that the Lord says you're going to choose companions and right people and friendships. You're going to choose right individuals wisely and carefully, because they can influence your thoughts, your values, and your reputation. For as the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. So watch whom you have around you, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to be able to let go of things that is no longer of me. And you will see that the truth will be known, and what was hidden shall also be revealed. Something is going to come out into the open that has been hidden from thee. Thank you for your miracle, miracle seed. We appreciate you. Look forward to continuing our prophetic divine connection. God bless you.